Show, live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Yes, hello. It's a great day in the radio industry and a great day here at 640 WGST. Back to it and feeling better. And a little bit after 1 o'clock every Friday at WGST, we get to visit with Rick Limpert, our weekly technology segment with him. Limpert Tech has been a name of this segment before, and I guess we'll revisit that by saying that we're doing Limpert Tech right now. And joining us from an undisclosed Starbucks location, the one and only Rick Limpert. How are you?
Yeah, Limpert Tech is knee-deep in March Madness right now, Sully. So, interesting time we're living in and going through right now, and technology's trying to keep up with everything.
Yeah, and we are going to talk today about something that I think everybody is looking for, at least once or twice throughout the course of every year or two, and that is a new laptop. Everybody's got opinions. Everybody has something to say, but now we're going to find out what you have to say about some great laptops at some different price points.
It is the number one question I get, Sully, is which laptop should I be looking at? And it's not an easy answer. So, but I think the first thing you really got to look at is when you're looking at a laptop, you really got to find something that fits your budget. You want to get the most bang for your buck. So we're going to talk about that a little today.
All right. On what you sent me here, the first thing that we're going to talk about is the HP Stream. This is a beautiful price point, especially perhaps maybe for a college student, under $200.
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head there, Sully. This is a fantastic laptop, under $200, perfect for a student, like you said, perfect maybe for someone that's just getting into owning a laptop or getting into using the internet frequently. This computer is pretty powerful. It'll do a lot of things. So HP Stream stylish, comes in different colors. So we'll put a picture of that on my website. 11-inch or 13-inch displays. You get the free cloud storage for your data, which is great. And here's the kicker. You get free Office 365 personal included with it. So this is a Windows 10 laptop now. It's got all the typical Windows features. It's everything you need. And like I said, that great price point, under $200.
Chatting with Rick Limpert. You can follow him on Twitter. The handle for him there, Rick Roswell. And the website, ricklimpert.info, to read more of Rick's great work. Microsoft Surface Line, starting at $400. The commercials for these on TV look pretty cool.
Yeah, the commercials are well done. We're working our way up the food chain here a little bit. So these are, the thing with services, they're two-in-one devices. So they're not only a laptop with a little attachable keyboard, they're also a tablet. And if you watch NFL football on Sundays, you'll see them using them as tablets on the sideline. And, you know, they get some criticism from NFL fans. They kind of make fun of them a little bit, but it's really a great device. Like I said, it's running a Windows 10. You can do everything you pretty much can do with a Windows laptop in a really thin, light, tablet-type device. So this is a different type of experience from Microsoft, and Surface products are starting at $400 and they go up from there.
Now, I seem to remember maybe on Fox them getting in a little bit of trouble because they had this Microsoft deal, but there were some iPads sitting out there, some Apple products out on the set on the NFL on Fox. They have to be careful with that relationship.
Yeah, that kind of changed a little bit. I'm sure a memo came down from on high about that. But the other funny thing was the first 9 months or so that the NFL had this deal, even though they were using Surfaces, it was commonplace for the announcers to refer to them as iPads, even though they were Surfaces. So a Surface device, different from the iPad, a different type of experience. So for people that want the Windows tablet / laptop 2-in-1 experience, they should take a look at these Surfaces. They're a pretty unique product.
And as you know, Rick, in this business, if you get enough memos, if enough emails come in, we will eventually stop the bad behavior, won't we?
Well, we try, but when you got guys like Ditka and Terry Bradshaw, I mean, those guys, the old saying, it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks, that kind of applies when it comes to the NFL broadcasting crew, as we see there on Sunday.
How about the Dell Inspiron 11?
Yeah, voted as one of the best business laptops, Sully. So Dell makes a great business laptop. This, again, is a two-in-one device, a laptop and a tablet. Makes it easy to take with you anywhere. But these have all the top specs on it. So you're getting a better processor. You're getting more RAM. And you can customize them a little bit. You're getting a little bigger hard drive. It doesn't really look like a two-in-one device, like a Surface. It looks more like a regular laptop. It's almost like a MacBook type thing. So a powerful laptop, tablet, from Dell. This is worth looking at. We're in the $600 to $700 range on this.
And for folks who are interested in spending a little more, now we're up into the north of $1,000 price point here, but we're going to talk about some great products as we move along. The Best of the Consumer Electronics Show Award, the Razer Blade Stealth. With a name like that, Rick, I'm expecting big results. What makes this laptop so good?
You are getting some big results from this thing. Most people don't even know about this company called Razer that makes laptops. R-A-Z-E-R. The website is RazerZone.com. Yeah, this won a CES award this year. We're now over $1,000, about a $1,200 laptop. Just a really quality laptop, all aluminum body, about an inch thick only, very light. And then it's got, again, all the top specs on it. So you're getting a 4K screen, which is brilliant. You're getting an i7 processor, which is top of the line. A really nice keyboard, bright, vibrant colors, 8 gigs of RAM. So running Windows 10, these are laptops that are a little more for the discerning customer when it comes to laptops. But they travel well, they last a long time. A lot of people don't know about the name Razer, the brand Razer. It's worth a look, and it's maybe not to buy, but they're fun to look at.
I hope that they can depart from what people might normally think of when they hear Razer associated with technology, and those are those old flip phones from about the year 1999.
They are those old flip phones, totally different. They're also those scooters that you see kids tooling around with as you almost kid in your car all the time, those little Razer scooters. So these are absolutely a different company. These are Razer laptops. Don't confuse them with anything else.
Chatting with Rick Lippert, you can read his work in a number of different places, including Everything Georgia, GAFollowers.com, or Rick, a contributor there on a regular basis. Okay, now we're moving into the really big boy price point here, the Acer Predator 15. Rick, this will run you between $2,000 and $3,000. If I had that much money, I'm thinking about making a couple of rent payments or maybe getting a new used car. What's up with this ultimate gaming notebook?
Yeah, well, you're not a true gamer then, Sully, because a true gamer would be looking at this laptop. I have one of these as a demo unit. I've been trying it out. It's going to be hard to send this back. It's spoiling me. And I'm not even a gamer. This is a high-end laptop through and through. It's got all the top features on it for gaming. It's got the fast processors, video, audio cards, built-in stereo speakers. It's even got an extra built-in fan for cooling off the laptop when these kids are on these 24-hour binge gaming sessions. So this is the Predator 15. It's still so solid. If you watch kind of a popular TV show with some geeks on there, they're breaking out the gaming laptops that kind of look like this. So 6 hours battery life, but it is a heavy, solid unit. It's about a 7-pound unit. So you can travel with it, but this is really built to be in the home as a dedicated gaming laptop. And it is so fast, so powerful. I'm amazed by it.
Rick Lippert joining us every week just after 1 o'clock for his segment, Lippert Tech on 640 WGST. And as always, as usual anyway, he's joining us from an undisclosed Starbucks location north of the city. Rick, one thing that people think about or are concerned about a lot with laptops, security of their laptops, making sure that not only that their passwords are protected on there, but also that when you're in a public place, like a Starbucks, that you don't end up with your laptop missing. What are some things that people can do to focus on that and maybe just make sure that they keep their laptop secure while they're at an airport or a coffee shop?
Yeah, well, I'll always keep it with you. And it's funny because a couple publications in Atlanta actually quoted me without me even knowing about it for some pieces they did on laptop stuff, like in coffee shops and public places. Just don't let it out of your sight. Don't let it out of your arm's reach. Make sure you got a password on it. Make sure you have maybe one of those tracking apps on your laptop where if it does go missing, you can disable people getting on it and then also be able to GPS locate where it is. So there's steps you can take. It takes a little time. But, these laptops have all our lives information on them right now. We need to protect them almost like the wallet in your pocket. So I'm glad you brought that up, though.
And also talk a little bit about these Acer-specific monitors that they're making for gaming. So for people who are really into gaming, there's some screens that are 27 inches. These are pretty incredible.
Yeah, along with that Predator laptop we just talked about, the Predator XB1 series for monitors, 27-inch monitors. They're sleek. They look really futuristic, sharp angles, really bold colors on there. So, for gamers, they need to be really specific with a lot of things. Gaming actually is a sport now. They're calling it e-sport. They're doing this as a job. They're making money doing it. So they're using all this top-end equipment, and Acer kind of leads the way for gamers. They're very fast and very responsive. None of that that lag you see in some things. So just a real sharp experience for gamers. They love these laptops for me.